As Kansas lawmakers work to conclude the 2013 session of the state legislature, there are three different financial plans floating around for funding higher education in the state. There is the governor's plan, the Senate plan, and the House plan. Kansas State University President Kirk Schultz says he and other region school officials have all along felt the best they could hope for was the plan offered by Governor Sam Brownback.
Our stance all along has been that the best high water mark that we could get for higher education was a flat budget as proposed by the governor, which was we wouldn't see a cut, we wouldn't see an increase. That would be sort of where we are. That's kind of been our stance the whole time. However, once it got over into the Senate and the House, there's been all kinds of deviations from that, from some really extreme positions in the House. It was not just a 4% state general funds cut, but more troubling was a piece of legislation that would be on top of that that would cap our ability to pay and give any kind of salary increases to faculty and staff. It's irregardless of where the money comes from. It's just you can't do it. That's still floating around in Topeka, and we're working very hard to make sure that that doesn't go anywhere. But that's one kind of a set of extreme. The Senate has got a 1% or 2% cut, doesn't have a salary cap, and that is a more moderated position. And the governor has continued to say the only thing suitable for higher education is a flat budget. So at some point, something's got to give somewhere, and my concern all along will continue to be that they're going to decide that cutting is a way to kind of get there, and that's going to be the compromise position, and we just can't be in a position to take a cut for like the third time in the last 5 years. You want to talk about a momentum killer, that's it.
Is there not an understanding in Topeka of the importance of higher education and education just in general? What's going on in your mind?
I think the general people that we've elected, I say we, the state of Kansas elected and represent all of us in the legislature, have a few strong proponents that education is for the greater good, that we need great high schools, that we need great universities, you know, those sort of things. But I would say that those individuals tend to be in the minority instead of the majority. So I believe in the last decade, and this is across the country, it's not just Kansas, there's been a sense that education is a cost, not a benefit for the greater good. And anything we can do to keep that cost down is good from a fiscal point of view without looking out, are we building the kind of school system that we're proud of and that's going to help take Kansas into the next 100 years. And I think we've lost a little bit of that. People are looking at these really short-term kinds of things. How can I get through the next 6 months? Not what is it that we want to say public higher education looks like in Kansas 10 years from now. And that's my concern.
When you're out and about in the state, what are just the average citizens telling you about this?
The average citizens are very concerned that the state of Kansas is not appropriately supporting education as a whole. They're concerned that where are we going to be in 20, 30 years when Kansas State is essentially a private institution, where we're doing everything off tuition and fees and money we get from donors. And so we become kind of a state-located institution instead of a state-assisted institution. And I think that's what people a lot of times are looking way out, saying this doesn't seem to be good for the country, doesn't seem to be good for the state to be in that position. And I agree with that. I think it's a terrible public policy, but this is the situation we're in, very conservative legislature, and I think we're going to continue to fight this same battle for the next 3 or 4 years. I don't see that changing that much.
The immediate impact is going to be on students in the fall. What's tuition going to look like?
Well, tuition clearly will go up. We have several proposals that we're looking at, and the ranges of our tuition and fees haven't been determined yet. As a matter of fact, normally in the May meeting of the Kansas Board of Regents, we present the first reading of our tuition and fees proposals. Things are so challenging in Topeka right now, they deferred that until the first part of June. because we were concerned that any tuition and fees increases that any university might put together, even if it's for increasing healthcare costs or the just keeping the doors open, that we would be cut by that amount, particularly by the legislature. So we have now tiered it. Once the legislature's done, we know what our budget is. Only then will we really publicly consider what our tuition and fees need to be. So the good news is we'll be doing some things for our faculty and staff with our tuition and fees increases. The bad news is it's on the backs of our students, and it shuts the door of affordability and access to education just a little bit more.
And this is going to mean, I assume, ultimately, fewer students going to Kansas State down the road.
Well, our enrollment numbers are going to be up again this fall, so that's wonderful. People value the educational experience we get here, but, you know, the enrollment growth is wonderful, and I'm pleased families are interested in sending their people here, but we've got to be able to add faculty and staff. We've got to be able to add facilities. We've got to be able to do those things to accommodate more students. And so the question in our mind is going to be, if the state's not going to support us, do we need to cap enrollment and decide at some point this is the maximum number of students we're going to take at Kansas State to keep the quality of the educational experience up? So all of those things are in play, and I think we'll know a lot in the next couple of weeks.
And one of the things that's important in this is not just a problem for Kansas State University. It's a problem for the region's institutions across the board.
Yes, it is. And KU and K-State have probably the financial means and backing to be able to manage this a lot differently. The regional schools that still get half their budget from the state of Kansas, they are really hurting on being able to do the kinds of things they need to do. And frankly, you need six strong institutions. They're all have different niches, and they meet different needs in the state geographically and programmatically. And that's not good for any of us to have poorly funded institutions that don't have the facilities, the faculty and staff that we need to really advance Kansas into the future. Education's the key. And if we don't invest in it, we're going to wish we had 30 years from now.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.